So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
He's really resonated with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Happy New Year. Happy 2020. What's going on? Woo! I'm excited. I'm pumped. I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm ready for you. I'm ready to bring you the best of what I've got through these podcasts each and every single day. I'm ready to share with you the lessons of 2019 and really of the last decade. Because let's be honest, you and I know that the entire year has gone by so fast. And if you look at it, the last decade has gone by real quick, okay? And so today I want to share with you just three key concepts to make 2020 your best year ever. And before I get into it, I just want to acknowledge every single one of you listening to this. You know, I actually don't know how many people listen to this. I hope it's more than one person, or I hope it's at least a few people that have their lives touched, and because I don't even know how to see the stats on this, so I don't know if it's one person, 100 people, or 1,000 people. All I do know is that I really enjoy taking you behind the scenes of what's good, what's bad, and what you can do to make 2020 your best year ever. I want to take you behind the scenes of what's happening in my life, personally, professionally, all of those things. So let's get straight into it. First, I did acknowledge you listening to this. Second, I am planning to bring on lots of guests during these next 12 months. I've got a lot of cool guests, millionaires, and even a couple of billionaires lined up so that I can share with you guys the insights that I've learned as well. Okay, so I'm real pumped about that. And in terms of 2020 and you cracking on with this year, you know, a lot of the times people will think about just what to achieve and how to achieve it and get really fiddled and muddled with, you know, this year and the future. And when you do that, it actually creates a lot of anxiety because you're wanting to create something that you don't have. So one of the best things that you can do, and I've seen this, you know, I've done it and I've not done it and I've seen the results, which is go back to the last 10 years, okay? Not just even a year, but just go back to the last 10 years and ask yourself, what really worked well? Okay, what in your business, what in your life really worked well? What in your health worked well? Okay, so for me, in my health, what really worked well was when I became like 6 months or 8 months of the year, I actually stopped eating meat. I just lived on like vegetables and salads and dates and water. And I'm like, I remember feeling the best I've ever felt when I was like that. Okay, cool. That's one. That's for health. Another thing is when I'm going to the gym by myself, I produce, let's just say I burn 500 calories. With the trainer, I could easily double that to at least 1,000 calories. Okay, cool. You know what? That really worked well. I was also really disciplined going to the gym because I didn't want to let my trainer down. Okay, cool. Boom. That's the second win. Okay, what didn't work well? Okay, what didn't work well is in the evenings when I would eat ice cream. Okay, or ice cream or pizza or something that's not really the most healthiest, you know, just a few hours before I sleep. So what could I do? What could I do was I could stop eating at, say, 7 p.m., make sure 3-4 hours before I go to sleep, I've got no food. I didn't put any new food in my body. Okay, cool. Relationship. I got married a couple of years ago. It's been now 2 years. Okay, it's one of the more challenging things that I'm going through because I'm learning I have to over-communicate, I have to make time, I have to do all of these cool things that I had no idea that would be part of my life. I mean, I had no idea just even a few years ago I was going to get married. It kind of happened, and because it did happen, now I'm learning how to handle it, right? And so, you know, even this morning I learned over communication is much better than not communicating at all, or thinking, you know what, my partner, my wife, she should know how I think. Okay, cool. So what I'm doing here is I'm literally making a note of what things worked well and what things didn't work well, so I can double down on what worked. This morning, as I was preparing for my day, I was like, okay, you know what? My $100,000 program, I had dozens, a couple of dozen people buy that program, right? That's a lot of money, $100,000. And I was like, okay, you know what? I actually really enjoyed delivering that program. Why? Because people that were, you know, six-figure earners or millionaires, and they wanted to really up it. You know what I mean? Like, we had a tax consultant, I had a property developer, I had another property developer, I had a small business owner, I had another entrepreneur. I had basically a whole bunch of really, really cool people. And I asked myself, what the heck happened? What happened was I had maybe one or two, really, let's just keep it to two unhappy clients from the couple dozen people. And I thought to myself, oh, I don't want to ever do this again, because I had a, you know, a little bit of a bad experience with just two people. And I was like, this is really ridiculous. I gotta snap myself out of it. Okay, that actually worked really well. What I'm going to do is develop and refine the program even more. And because it's a great program, they get 12, 18 months of intimate personal time with me. People have gone on to literally like transform their lives to a whole nother level from that program. Okay, so guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to now refine that program, and I'm going to launch it again. Okay, I'm going to launch it again. All right. Hey, bud.
Sir, where are we going?
Gym.
Stop for it.
Excuse me. I just had to get the every time, excuse me. I won't be able to edit this out, but every day as I'm recording these podcasts, I'm usually off to the gym if I'm not driving there myself. And because I live in an area where there's a lot of police, they always stop the car and they ask, where are you going? What are you doing here? Hey, half the time it's annoying, half the time it's annoying when I'm recording a podcast and they have to stop me. And it's cool when I know that this area is pretty safe and lush like that. I like it. So back to what I was saying. You want to identify the key triggers. Okay, this is step one. There's three things I'm going to cover. Number one, you want to go back and see what has actually worked well. What worked for me was, you know, when I think about it, was me going to lots of live events and meeting and connecting with people and meeting clients, meeting mentors, making new friends. That worked really, really well for me. Now, over the last 1 or 2 years, you know, I kind of stopped doing that. And I was like, okay, I kind of stopped doing that. What's going on? Okay, you know what? I need to stop being spending time by myself, and I need to go to more live events. I need to go and connect and network with more people. Okay, cool. So this is what I'm telling you to do. This is where you will get the biggest breakthroughs. I promise you, it's not just by reading new books and all of this stuff. That's one. But you want to make sure that you go back to seeing what actually worked in your life and what didn't work. And you want to identify them in all areas of your life. Business, personal, spiritual, relationships, your health, your community. I realize for my community, I haven't done as much as I would love liked. So I got to focus on how do I increase my contribution to the community? How do I connect with more people in the community? How can I give back more? Okay. And so, and you know, as you get aware of this and as you start writing this down, the most magical thing happens. You know what happens? You start attracting those right things in your life. I'll give you an example. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was at a exclusive dinner party, and the guy that I met, I had no idea who he was, but he's a very, very famous guy in the community amongst the people that he kind of, you know, looks after. He works for the local government, all of that stuff. And he was telling me what he does for the homeless people. And then he invited me to come along to help out with the homeless. And so that's just an example of when you're aware and you start writing these things down, that the manifestation powers or whatever you believe in, you know, it just comes together. So that's one, okay? Make a list of what things worked well and how you can double down. Okay, this is key. This is absolutely key. What can you double down on? Second thing is, as you write down what you're going to double down on, write down what things are you going to stop. Like, seriously, what things are you going to stop? Are you going to stop complaining? Are you going to stop victimizing yourself because things didn't work out? Are you going to stop making excuses for yourself? Are you going to stop, maybe you've had a fear all your life or the last year, the last decade. Identify what those things are. Maybe you're not making enough videos. When you know you should be making videos. Maybe you're not going out, speaking on stage. I'm telling you right now, guys, I was speaking on every single stage I could get my hands on, okay? At my own events, I'd make $100,000, $200,000 per day speaking at my own events. And then I stopped. I don't know why I stopped, okay? So guess what I'm going to do for 2020? I'm going to be getting back on stage. I'm going to be speaking at events. I'm going to be not just hosting my own live events, and I wish to meet you, but I'm going to be speaking at other people's events. We're like, what the heck? Why not? I want to share my message. I want to help more people. And that's exactly what I'm going to be doing. Okay, so you got to figure out what works. You got to double down on it. Second, you got to figure out what is the things that you need to stop doing. Maybe it's the fear, things that make you feel scared, make you feel like you're not enough, things that drain your energy. What are the things that drain your energy? What are the toxic relationships in your life that you need to get rid of, that you know they ain't going to serve you? They're not serving you right now. They're not going to serve you down the line. Like, what's going on there? Let's figure it out. Okay, make a list of these things. And then tell yourself, you know what? I'm going to stop doing that. If I get an opportunity to get on a podcast or an interview, I'm going to stop saying no. Instead, I'm going to say yes. If I know I'm eating pizza and ice cream and whatever you eat or smoke, you know what? I know it's bad for me. I got to commit to myself. I'm going to stop doing it once and for all. You know, you work late nights when you know you're going to be much more productive in the morning after you've had an 8-9 hour sleep. Okay, you got to stop working. Now, these are things that I'm doing with myself. Okay, I'm identifying the things that I need to double down on. I am identifying the things I need to stop doing. Stop eating late nights. Stop complaining about the small things that's out of my control. Okay, so those are two things that I promise you, you got to do. You got to do if you want to make this the best year ever. The next third thing, okay, the next thing that I'm going to recommend that you do, and this is where most people drop the ball. You got to get around people that will lift you up. Okay, maybe your spouse, maybe your kids, maybe your grandkids, maybe your friends and family, they're not that supportive. Guess what? It's your responsibility now to go and find people that will uplift you, that will raise you up. Maybe it's hiring a new team member. Maybe it's going and getting mentorship, going to live events, joining a mastermind. Okay, I have opened up a couple of spots if you are interested in scaling up. This is not for everyone, but if you're interested in scaling up to 6, 7, and even 8 figures in 2020, I do have a few spots. I've opened up 5 spots for my chicmastermind.com. That's S-H-I-C, chic, as in like S-H-I-C, mastermind.com, chicmastermind.com. You can go and read up all the details. I've just posted a new case study video there of how everything looks like. So go ahead. If that's your kind of thing, you need some extra support, help, and accountability. And whether you get it from me or not, it doesn't matter. You need to get it. You need to be around the people that will have a higher standard of you. You need to be around the people that will lift you up. I can't tell you the number of times I'm talking to people and I can just see they have so many open loops in their mind. They're constantly information overwhelmed. They're feeling like they're an imposter. They're feeling like what they're doing doesn't count. They're feeling like they're not good enough. They're feeling like their friends and family aren't supportive. They're feeling like, you know, no matter what they try, they always fail. And I'm telling you, when you are able to identify these things, okay, what's worked in your life before that you need to double down on? What are the things that you need to stop doing? Who are the people that you can have in your corner that will be a champion for you, that will lift you up? instead of put you down, that will raise your energy and your vibration level so that you can start attracting and manifesting the things that you want, whether it's more money, whether it's better health, whether it's a better relationship. If you know that you're in a toxic environment, they're not the right spouse, get rid of them. If you're not with the right friends, get rid of them. If you feel like your families don't support you, love them. And then figure out how to overcome that by getting new friends so that you can spend time with the new friends. Because listen, my friend, at the end of the day, you are the average of the five people that you hang around with. Okay, that's it. You are the average of the five people that you surround yourself with. This year, our goal as a company is to get past the $30 million a year mark. Now, I know I've never done that before. I know that it's going to be three x from my previous best year. And so when I'm like, okay, you know what? I need to become a new human being. I need to stop doing things that don't support me. Because I want to not just focus on the money, but I know the money is just a measuring stick, right? For me, I'm going to focus on what's the value that I'm going to create in the world. If I'm creating more value, then I know money is just a byproduct. And you listening right now, that's the secret of wealth creation. For you to create massive amounts of wealth and money in your life, you got to figure out a vehicle. You've got to figure out a high income producing skill that you can leverage in the marketplace, that you can solve other people's problems, give enormous amount of value, meaning solve their problems, create free videos, create free reports, cheat sheets, guides, blog posts, articles, video series, products, services, whatever you can, you got to put it out there in the marketplace. Let me tell you another thing, and this needs to really deep. I hope even if one person's listening, that's you, you really take this thing to heart. The time to make money, to make millions, is so easy right now. Now, I'm not saying this is a get rich quick thing. Okay, don't get me wrong. This is the first time you're listening to this. You know, we don't preach get rich quick. We preach get rich by working hard, okay, and working smart. So I'm telling you this right now. Times are changing so fast in digital marketing. Everything's like, there's so many moving parts to it. If you're not learning skills, if you're not becoming the best you can be, if you don't have sales funnels working for you, if you do not have videos working for you, you're going to get left behind, my friend. Do not get left behind. This is the time now to start building your brand, to start building your mastermind, to start building your network and your net worth, to start building the skills that you know you need to do. Okay, so keep this in mind, because honestly, when I look back at doing this stuff for over a decade, and you know, I've easily spent at least 50,000 hours into this craft of digital marketing. You know, what gets me excited is I gotta be on my toes, and you gotta be on your toes too. You see YouTube channels blowing up, you see Instagram channels, TikTok. TikTok's going to be huge this year. Okay, this is one of the channels that I'm focusing on, TikTok and LinkedIn. Okay, those two things, and obviously my YouTube channel. If you're not a subscriber, go to youtube.com/Shakir Hussain. The link should be on your phone underneath the podcast description. Make sure you subscribe, because I'm going to be bringing it. My main marketing strategy, and because you've listened so far, is literally this. Make valuable content. That's it. I want to produce as much valuable content as humanly possible, literally every single day, just to give away. I know that if I'm doing this and I stick with it, producing at least 1 to 2 hours of video content each and every single day, and then syndicating it to all different platforms, in the next 1 to 3 and even 5 years, I'll be coming out winning strong in the marketplace, being number one or at least number two. Okay, I'm always aiming for number one. Whatever you want to aim for, you're going to aim for the top. Because if you don't get there, you'll get to number two. And think about it. Coca-Cola and Pepsi, number one and number two. They're the ones that dominate, right? You want to dominate your marketplace. You want to dominate your customers. You want to dominate everything and everyone. And how you get there is by thinking long term. How you get there is by, number one, doubling down on what works, making sure you're fighting for your focus. Number two, coming out and stopping all the nonsense stuff that doesn't produce the highest level of results. Number three, support, accountability, mentorship, and coaching. Okay? I know that's quite a few in one, but listen to me. You got to be around people that are going to hold you to a higher standard that you don't want to disappoint. I hope this episode has been powerful for you. This is one of those episodes I'd recommend that you listen to it again and again, because I promise you, implement these three keys. Write it down, journal it. Your life will never be the same. I hope you have a prosperous 2020. I'm here. If you have any questions, email me personally, CEO@Shakir.com. With your questions, I'm more than happy to answer them in an upcoming episode, all for free. I really appreciate you giving me your time, attention. Thank you so much, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully, you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to Shakir.com. That's Shakir.com. That's Shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.